USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former VP Joe Biden is defending his civil rights record. Speaking at the Rainbow Push Coalition convention in Chicago on Friday, Biden insisted that he's made a lifelong commitment to civil rights.
I want to be absolutely clear about my record and position on racial justice, including busing. I never ever opposed voluntary busing. And as a program that Senator Harris participated in, and it made a difference in her life.
Biden's civil rights record was challenged by California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris at last night's Democratic presidential debate. Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown says missing University of Utah student Mackenzie Lewick was murdered. Brown identified the suspect and says he's in custody and facing murder and kidnapping charges. And at the closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow was up 73 points to close at 26,600. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents... Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No! Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The second Democratic presidential debate was not without some fireworks, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
After Senator Kamala Harris challenges the Democratic frontrunner at a debate last night in Miami on his record on race and his past position on busing, Joe Biden says she mischaracterized his record. But Harris's communications chief, Lily Adams, says otherwise.
It's incumbent upon the vice president and his campaign to explain what exactly was incorrect about it. But again, independent fact-checkers have looked at it last night and again this morning. There's frankly nothing that she did that misrepresented his record.
Actor Kevin Spacey is now facing a civil lawsuit from his sexual assault accuser. The suit filed in a Massachusetts court on Wednesday seeking damages for harmful contact and infliction of emotional distress. No dollar amount is specified. The accuser was an 18-year-old who worked as a busboy at the Club Car Bar and Restaurant where Spacey bought him drinks before allegedly assaulting him. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic presidential candidates mostly presented a united front during both of the debates. Now, the one area that there were a few differences in the candidates was on Wednesday night regarding health care. Former Maryland Congressman Democrat John Delaney is not a fan of a universal health care system or a Medicare for All plan. He wants to fix the current system that we have. He joins Fox News and explains his thought as to why we should fix what we already have and not have one government-run healthcare system.
Well, listen, I think it's a terrible plan. The single-payer Medicare for All bill that these people are all getting behind is a terrible kind of healthcare policy, and it's terrible politics. I believe we will lose the election if we put up a nominee who runs on this. Because if you go to the American people, half of which have private insurance, and a lot of them like it, including our seniors, by the way, Martha, about half of our seniors have something called Medicare Advantage. How are we going to do as a party if we're running on taking away the Medicare plan that half of our seniors have chosen? Just one example. And I think everyone's been afraid to talk about this, and we've kind of mindlessly been following Senator Sanders, who's not even a Democrat, by the way, on this issue. I mean, Senator Warren outsourced her whole health care platform to Senator Sanders. We've been mindlessly following him on this. And meanwhile, I'm like, someone's got to stand up and talk about this, because I can assure you, if we put a nominee up who runs on this, Donald Trump's going to talk about it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.